Welcome to episode 135 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. You may have noticed by now that in recent weeks, I've been talking about corporate photography perhaps a little bit more than usual. Well, the simple reason for this is that a number of my clients are now in the position, in the lead up to Christmas and the New Year, of getting their PR and marketing plans organised, which of course means a requirement for new imagery. A couple of weeks ago, I once again returned to London to photograph a yearly conference. In the days following, as well as editing the pictures, I had to organise prints and display mounts ready to be presented to the delegates. And it's this process which I'm talking about in this week's show. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 135. It's about 3:15 on a Friday afternoon, and I am at base, as they say, table in front of me, and it's a bit of an office day today. I'm just tying up a few loose ends from a recent job, and the recent job concerns some corporate photography I did, something that I do every year. It's a conference for one of my long-standing clients. Now, I had plans to record a bit of audio when I was just about to head back from London on the train. But on that day, this was about 10:30 or 10 o'clock in the evening, and I tell you, I was so tired. I didn't feel particularly tired. I was just yawning a lot. And I tried to make a recording, and I just thought it was just too much yawning. You just wouldn't have appreciated it. Now, there may be a bit of yawning in this recording, not for any reason to do. Obviously, I've been rushing around with work, that's fair enough, but just because of stuff that's been happening with my family and what have you, I basically went to bed at 3 o'clock this morning and was up at about 6:30, something like that. So I'm quite tired, but that is all irrelevant. What is important is what I have in front of me here. So, I have a box. I have two boxes, actually. I have a box of photographic prints. These are 10 by 8 inches. And what I'm going to do, I've just got a knife here. I don't actually need the knife at the moment, because for the outer, I can just open the cardboard packaging. Let's just move the knife out of the way. Always be careful if you've got knives and sharp objects. There we go, that's okay. So, the photographs that I have here are a set of 10 by 8. I think there are 54 in total. And there are two people on average in each of these pictures. The first is a delegate from the conference. The other is none other than Condoleezza Rice, ex-Secretary of State over in the United States. She was the guest keynote speaker on this particular occasion. So what I've got to do, and I do this every year, and you've probably heard me talk about this in the past, I have to put all of these pictures individually in a mount, a photographic cardboard mount. So I'm just opening up another box that I have here. I will also apologise for the background noise. I don't know if you can hear it, but just outside my window here, there's a number of people chopping up trees, some contractors, and it's quite frustrating, the noise, but, you know, they are doing their job, and that's just how it is. So, let's just move the knife out of the way now. I don't need that. I'll open up this box, and in each of these parcels I've got cover notes, which just tell me what are there. So, in this one, 8 by 10 inch, what they call view, which is to you and me, that is a horizontal or landscape format, because that's the how the pictures are taken. Now, normally, I have a big-ish box which all of the stuff that I send off goes in. Now, I have also here a packet of the same mounts, identical, but left over from last year, because I have to buy them in quantities of either 50 or, I think it's 50 or 10, or possibly 25 as well. And so I've had a few left over. Now, I'm hoping that because I'm only having to use four of the previous folders, the mounts, that they will just nicely slip inside this box, and I can use the same packaging, just repackage it and send it off to the client. Just going to do a quick check of the first two or three of these mounts. Yeah, they're okay. I always just want to check they're not dented. There's no reason why they should be. For those of you that are interested, I use a company called Kenro. Of course, I will link to them in the show notes. But these are just really nice, simple card mounts, and on the inside they have like a silver border. So what I've got to do is just, I've got just a clear table in front of me. I'm just going to set those to the back. And I've also got a disc of images, but I'll talk about that in a while. Right. Dispatch note can go to one side. Oops. I'm going to start with the... Start with the prints here. Got a little tab. Your professional prints, it says on there. Oh, that's nice. I have washed my hands beforehand because you don't want to be getting sticky fingers all over these. Some people use gloves, like cotton or lint-free gloves. I do sometimes. I have done in the past. These are glossy prints, so they're more likely to show all the dirt. Just do a quick quality control, skipping through. These prints, I always ask that they are colour corrected. I basically sort the colour out in post-production and I'm happy with them. But then I let the lab colour correct for me, just to be absolutely sure that everything is as it should be. So, that's all looking fine. I'm going to get the first mount, and I'm not going to I'm not going to carry on talking all the way through. There are 54 of these to do. That would be quite monotonous for you. So I'll just do maybe one or two. Just checking there's a slight mark on one of these folders. So what I'll do is I'll just set that to one side. I do have, like I said, I've got spares here, so that if for whatever reason one or two are not ideal, it's not a problem. I can just substitute them. So all I do, I've got, and this is where you want to have your hands clean, I'm just lifting up the sides, sliding that print through. They are 10 by 8, just aligning them, making sure. When I was cropping these, made sure there's a bit of space around the subjects, Condoleezza Rice and whoever was stood next to her. And so no heads are cut off or anything like that. These are going to move around a little bit, just due to their nature in the post, I suppose. Once they're all be packed down, but you know they do sometimes sort of shift around. But I'm not too worried about that because they're not glued down or anything like that. They can always be moved. So what I'm going to do, I've got another surface just behind me here, another table. That's there. So what I'm going to do, again, just keep these all in order and just turn them upside down and drop them in. So that's the first one. Doesn't take too long, really. What else can I tell you just as I'm doing this? It doesn't take a lot of concentration, but equally you do have to be careful that when you're sliding these prints into the folders, like now, if they get slightly out of register, they do kind of sort of stick a little bit. You just have to carefully, just being careful not to bend any edges or put any dents in anything. There we go. Just give them, just ease them in a little bit. There we go. And also, those of you who are talking when you are doing this, you might be recording a podcast, who knows. Just be careful that you don't spit on the prints. That is never a good look. If you do spit on prints by accident, or even if you do it deliberately, I don't know why you would, but there we are. It's very tempting to quickly grab a cloth and, you know, sort of try and sort of dab away all the whatever it might be. It might be you just took a sip of drink or something. I would say don't do that. Just let them. Oh, it's just another one. Just moving this across. There we go. Let the moisture just dry out naturally. And often, in my experience, what you'll find is that the mark is far less noticeable if you've just let it dry of its own accord. There we go. Oops. Now, there we are. Yeah, the prints will dry much quicker. That little wet bit will dry much quicker if it's just left to do its own thing, and you won't get as much of a mark on it. But But there we go. This is funny. You know, I'm talking about prints here. Now, a lot of you know that I work with businesses right up to corporate level, and I work with. Sorry, I'm just trying to do two things at once. There we go. Work with. Sorry, straighten that up. There you go. I work with businesses right up to corporate level, or mainly corporate level, actually. I don't really deal with smaller businesses these days, but I do that, and I work with the outdoor industries and outdoor companies and what have you. And when it comes to prints, I don't tend to do a lot of prints these days. When I do, I never use a print lab. I always use a print lab. I never print the pictures myself. I always. I'm going to stop myself here. So what I was saying. I got a corner that's just come out here of the print, and I can see that ever so slightly that corner's just turned up. It's not damaged it really, but it's just. I think it must have been when it came out of the machine or something. So just got to be careful not to make that any more prominent. You actually won't see that bit because it's tucked behind the mount. But a bit of careful positioning. There we go. Whoops. Perfect. Yes, so I never produce prints myself. I dare say I could do. I could get a nice big sort of up to A3 printer or what have you. But there are a number, and I've probably said this in the past, there are a number of reasons why I don't. One, there is sort of the cost of the investment in the equipment. Of course, there's that, and then you have to think about colour calibration and making sure that all the inks are working right and this, that and the other. And, you know, you have to run a few tests. In recent years, I've not done a lot of experimentation at all with that, so I wouldn't like to pretend to be an authority on matters of sort of in-house printing. But, you know, you can waste a lot of time and productivity, as well as money, of course, if you don't get it right. And, of course, there are people that it is their job to do it right, and so I happily get pass the orders on to them. It really, really does take the stress out for me, because, look, all I've got to do is just check the quality of these prints, and the folders, of course, and on the basis that I'm happy with them, I can then just send them off. And it works really well. Just slide this other one in here. Yeah, I mean, just to give you an idea, in the time that I've been talking, I've got 12 of them. So, in the time I've been talking, I've got 12 prints put into their folders and what have you. Now, if you think about how long it would take to set up a printer and set the prints to be going, obviously, you know, it depends what system you have, what printer you use, as to how quick everything goes through. But this, to me, is going. I'm sure this is quicker than I did it last year. It could well be that time is not on my side today. These are well within time for supply. I always make it clear, or rather, it's always agreed within the contract that I always. that's a little bit out of register. There we go. The contract that I sign with my clients, I always make it clear that I will supply everything within 14 days from the date of the shoot. Now, it never takes 14 days to supply images, especially if it's, you know, just downloads from the client area of my website or what have you. But you have to have a bit of a buffer. So that kind of leads me on to sort of an anecdote, I suppose, about this year's conference and about this year's set of prints and all that sort of thing. I use, and I won't name them on this occasion, but I use the same print lab, and have done for quite some years actually, and I'm really happy with the quality of the prints. I mean, looking at what I've got here, they are lovely prints, lovely glossy prints, the colours pop, and they're lovely and sharp and all the rest of it. But on, for some reason, in spite of me updating my details previously, because I looked at some correspondence from last year, and sure enough, all the addresses were correct. The delivery address for this year's print, now this one's being a bit of a so-and-so, let me just concentrate. I will get back to the story in a second. It's all a bit of a on the wonk, as they say. There we go. What was I saying? Yes, for some reason, this year, my prints were sent to a previously used delivery address. And when I checked, as I say, when I checked the correspondence, sure enough, last year, they had the correct address, and I haven't changed anything, so I have no idea why this year they went to the wrong address. Now, luckily, I have contacts at the address where the pictures were sent, and I went round earlier in the week to say, look, this is the situation, because I caught it early enough, and I said that the prints are going to be delivered, they're really important, they're going to be delivered within the next couple of days, and, you know, you've got my details here, can you give me a buzz when they arrive? And, yeah, sure enough, last night I get, or yesterday afternoon, I get a knock on my door, and, my old contact there, said, here you go, I've got a parcel for you, and it was the prints, which was lovely. It really, in that moment, I was really starting to think, do you know what, they've just gone missing somewhere, and what have you. So always check the details of your delivery address, even like credit cards, you know, things like or bank cards. If you're used to always using the same bank card, they've turned the mounts around in the box, I forget this, to stop them sort of bowing in a one direction or what have you, they change them around, so I have to switch, rotate them all around. There we go. So always make sure that all your details are up to date. But it was really not what you want when you're pushing time. We are within the 14 days, and I have sent emails to my client to say, look, you know, we're all on top of it. I'm basically waiting for the prints back from the lab. No need to mention that, I was waiting on these prints to turn up. There was no drama about it. There's no drama about it, but you just have to be aware that, when time is an important factor, you can't afford to have things going wrong. So the idea with these is, it's a Friday today. I could technically leave it until tomorrow, Saturday morning, because there is a single post, single collection for the post locally here. on a Saturday morning, so I could technically think, oh, do you know what, I won't bother, I'll go and drop them in the post tomorrow. But, as is so often the way, when you think, oh, I've got a bit of extra time and you just leave stuff, and I'm sure you have found this yourselves, you do that and then something happens, like your son or your daughter gets ill, or your car breaks down, or a client suddenly phones out of the blue and sort of wants to have a big old long conversation. Or there are so many ways that your plans can be disrupted. And as I say, I'm a little bit behind on my week compared to where I wanted to be. And so my plan is that, what's time now? I'm looking at the clock. It's just after 3 o'clock. So I am going to get these all done. I have, as I alluded to just now, I have here alongside me a disc, because this client always liked to have the pictures on a disc as well. So they have electronic copies of all of these sort of meet the speaker type pictures. You got Dr. Condoleezza Rice there, stood with, it's not sort of naff shaky hand pictures on this occasion, they just sort of stood there, sort of head and shoulders sort of thing. So they've got those kind of pictures as well. I always supply those because, you know, I could take the view that I would supply that picture and say, do you know what, if you want any extra, if you want any other copies after the event, then you need to get in touch and what have you. But I know from past experience that I don't need to do that, because far from, you know, this is a big, big corporate organisation, and I know that they're not going to think, oh, we'll do a quick print ourselves to save a few quid. They're not interested in doing that. So as has happened in the past, I will receive an email. This one's getting a little bit stuck. There we go. Okay. If you've got people in dark clothes, dark jackets, that sort of thing, mind your fingers to make sure you don't have fingerprints on them. There we go. I'm repositioning. So I get an email saying, oh, we need an extra copy of print. Just let us know how much it is and what have you. So, to be honest, this event that I do every year is not, you know, in this sense, I'm not an event photographer looking to make money off of prints, because I get paid for the for my time from being there on this particular occasion. Like this year, I was there from about 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon through to about 10:30. That's what I'm commissioned to do. And so, you know, we work out the rate, and I'm more than happy that I have been suitably compensated for my time, that I don't need to then start messing around trying to make an extra few quid off of print sales. I'm really not interested in that, and I dare say the client wouldn't be too impressed if I started getting all funny over that, because they are used to dealing with very powerful people who are very savvy when it comes to money. And if some little independent photographer guy comes along and starts saying, you know, just kicking up a fuss, then that's not going to work, is it? It's not good relations. Another thing I will just say, because I know, you know, this is not just about the print and folder process. This is generally about how you conduct yourself with business, and I know a lot of you are interested in that side of things, especially those of you who are looking to set out in the world of photography and what have you. Let's get this one in position. It's being a bit awkward. There we go. Okay, so my terms for payment are 30 days from the date of invoice. Now, that is fine, and most clients are absolutely fine, but I do have a way of enforcing it if they don't stick to that, and I won't go into specifics here. However, it is good practice not to suddenly think, oh, you're overdue, this is the action I'm going to take, because it ends up just upsetting people. It depends who it is. I recently, and again, definitely not naming names, I recently ditched a client because they messed me around, and technically they owed me money, and technically I should have taken taken some legal action to try and recover some more money off them. But do you know what? I just decided I'm just going to walk away from it, because the amount of hassle, it wasn't a huge amount of money, it just wasn't worth all the fuss. So, but there is a way to enforce your payment structure. And on this occasion, with this client, they always say to me, normally I'll send the invoice with a package or with a disc of images, or I'll send a PDF to the client so they've got it on the day that the job is completed and supplied. But this particular organisation, they like to have the invoice as soon as possible. So even before I started properly editing the pictures, I prepared the invoice and sent it through, and I said, there you go, there's your invoice. And would you believe they paid, they paid within 3 days, which is just a dream, because you do sometimes wonder. I mean, they're a very good client, and I have no reason to question their conduct and what have you, but you do with some clients wonder whether you are going to see your money within 30 days or not. Now, I'm just going to pause there for a second, because I am getting out, how many do I need? 1, 2, 3, 4, that's correct. 1, 2, 3, oops, 4 more of these mounts. And, you know, I said I wasn't going to probably go all the way through all of these pictures and I wasn't going to go all through these pictures and talk through it, but do you know, I'm almost through them. I've got the last 4 to do, and let's see, in total I've been speaking for 26 minutes, so that is pretty good going, I reckon. I'm impressed with myself, even if you're not. I must apologise if it seems to be a little bit of a garble this time around. As I say, it's just unfortunate that I am so weary today. My mind's probably wandering a little bit because I've got other things that I'm thinking about. But there we go. I'm going to have the last one now. So my plan of attack now is, there we go, this is the final one. And just where these have been stored, they're just a little bit, sort of, they've been under pressure a little bit where they've been stacked, but that's absolutely fine. There we go. The colour matches absolutely, so there's no issue there. And that's that. That is marvellous. So what I'm going to do, I'll just round things off and say we're coming up to about half an hour. I try to keep it, as you know, to about half an hour. I'm going to take the original box and see if 54... The box is designed to have 50 of these, and of these folders, and that's without prints. So I just want to see, just trying to see if I can straighten these up a bit. There we are. See if they will all fit in that protective box, which then goes in an outer box for dispatch. Sometimes it works, other times it does not. Let's have a look. Squeeze those right into the corners. Oh, that's going to be close. Oops. It's just about level. Just put the tabs down the side. Actually, no, that doesn't go down the side, it goes on the outside. Let's see, maybe it does. This is the thing, because if I can keep the packaging all neat and tidy, that would be perfect. I think this is going to be, just keep these edges in, going to be a little bit snug. Do you know what? That is fine. That is absolutely fine. So that has made up my mind. What I'm going to do is there's a piece of card I shall put in there. I've got a disc with all the images which I've pre-prepared. That will go on top of that piece of protective card. There you go. That will go on there. I'll put a cover note in there as well. Just double check once more. Fold that down. I'll put a couple of bits of scotch tape down there. That is absolutely perfect. I'll just bind that down nice and tight. And then that can go in this outer box. Yeah, that's lovely. And I've got, you probably heard the rustle of paper before, which is this stuff here, this thick sort of brown sort of packing paper. That'll go around it, and that will be lovely. So, whew, within about half an hour, that is basically all good to go. So I'm going to rush off to, I've got, it's a good hour and a half, what's that, an hour and three quarters, almost 2 hours actually, before the post goes. So rather than leaving it to chance for tomorrow, I will get this in the post today, drop my client an email so they've got that before the weekend, just say, look, everything's been dispatched, I'll send it by what we have in this country. Over in the UK here, we have a system called special delivery, so that should be guaranteed by the next working day, which would be Monday. And that'll be brilliant. That has worked really, really well. I really wasn't expecting to do that so quick. Maybe I should... I don't know if I did that... Maybe you can tell me, because I don't know if I'll have a chance to check. Did I talk all the way through putting all the prints in last time? I'm not sure. But there we go. Works really well. Doesn't really matter as long as it's nice and quick. I'm also pleased I don't appear to have yawned too much. I know it's a bit of a sticking point for some people, but, you know, it's the nature of the way it is. So there we go. So if you have got any questions about shooting event photography, conferences, the kit that's used, that sort of thing, or supplying prints at events, if that's something that you're interested in, any of these things, drop me a line. All the details are coming up. And, of course, I'll be happy to send on any links, any advice that I can offer, anything like that. You know where I am. So, on that note, I will leave it there.
Because I know it's the technical side of things that you're really interested in, I'll be talking about the shoot itself in next week's podcast. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at currentphotographer.com/podcast.